I was silent most of the way home. I was thinking about the rumble. I had a sick feeling in my stomach, and it wasn't from being ill. It was the same kind of helplessness I'd felt that night Darry yelled at me for going to sleep in the lot. I had the same deathly fear that something was going to happen that none of us could stop. As we got off the bus, I finally said it. "Tonight, I don't like it one bit." Two-Bit pretended not to understand.
"I never knew you to play chicken in a rumble before, not even when you was a little kid."
I knew he was trying to make me mad, but I took the bait anyway.
"I ain't chicken, Two-Bit Matthews, and you know it," I said angrily. "Ain't I a Curtis, same as Soda and Darry?"
Two-Bit couldn't deny this, so I went on. "I mean, I got an awful feeling something's gonna happen."
"Something is gonna happen. We're gonna stomp the Socia's guts, that's what."
Two-Bit knew what I meant, but doggedly pretended not to. He seemed to feel that if you said something was all right, it immediately was, no matter what. He's been that way all his life, and I don't expect he'll change. Soda Pop would have understood, and we would have tried to figure it out together, but Two-Bit just ain't Soda, not by a long shot. Cherry Valance was sitting in her Corvette by the vacant lot when we came by. Her long hair was pinned up, and in daylight she was even better looking. That Stingray was one tough car, a bright red one. It was cool.
"Hi, Pony Boy," she said. "Hi, Two-Bit."
Two-Bit stopped. Apparently, Cherry had shown up there before, during the week Johnny and I had spent in Windricksville.
"What's up with the big times?"
She tightened the strings on her ski jacket.
"They play your way. No weapons, fair deal, your rules."
"You sure?"
She nodded.
"Randy told me. He knows for sure."
Two-Bit turned and started home.
"Thanks, Cherry."
"Pony Boy, stay a minute," Cherry said.
I stopped and went back to her car.
"Randy's not going to show up at the rumble."
"Yeah," I said, "I know.
He's not scared. He's just sick of fighting. Bob," she swallowed, then went on quietly. "Bob was his best buddy since grade school."
I thought of Soda and Steve. What if one of them saw the other killed? Would that make them stop fighting? No, I thought. Maybe it would make Soda stop, but not Steve. He'd go on hating and fighting. Maybe that was what Bob would have done if it had been Randy instead of him.